GIO Business Insurance. Protect your small business. Call 131010 today.
Now on Money News, Roger Montgomery, talking trade. Thanks to Bankwest. Go low with a Bankwest business loan at bankwest.com.au/low rate.
Yes, 10 and a half minutes to 8 o'clock now, and Roger Montgomery from rogermontgomery.com and also his online share market platform called Scaffold is with me in the studio right now. Hello, Roger.
How are you, Ross? Nice to see you again.
Nice to see you. Now, I didn't do much of a market report a little while ago just to have a look at things.
Yes.
But the market really is seesawing at the moment. There's no other two ways of saying that, which says that sentiment inside the market is a little fractious at best.
We track all the stocks, obviously, in Scaffold. We track every single listed company, not only their prices, but their valuations. And one of the things that we've been watching very closely is the industrials index. So not the all ordinaries, which includes resources, mm-hmm. but the industrials. And what we've seen is we've seen some rises in companies that arguably, we've been talking about quality businesses over the years here. We've seen rises in the prices of companies that aren't good quality businesses. So what worries me is that the market's been rallying. Largely industrial companies have been rallying. The resource companies have been coming off. And this rise in industrial companies has been led by low quality companies, companies that I wouldn't want to own in their entirety. So I'm not going to own a few shares in them either. So that scares me.
Do you believe that this is because there has been an overall rally, notwithstanding the skittishness that has been in the marketplace, but there has been the overall rally as a result of what's taken place in the United States? In other words,
yeah, exactly.
There's that stop-start sort of rally in the United States, then Spain has now, you know, worried them out of it. So do you believe that's where, but your overall valuations of the market now,
okay,
must be turning in some ways.
Well, what I've done in April last year and in April the year before, what we looked at was the number of stocks that were high quality and cheap. So I took Scaffold and I said, right, I will find the companies that are high quality and cheap. Now, I did this just tonight before I came on the program again because it's the 1 year anniversary of the last time I did it.
Yep.
Now, both of the last 2 years, I could only find six companies last year and four companies the year before that were good quality and cheap. So I went through that process again today. And what I did is I looked for companies with net cash, so no debt, looked for companies that were growing their earnings over the next couple of years and were growing their intrinsic value and were trading at a discount to intrinsic value and were high quality, A1 or A2. Last year I found six, the year before I found four, and I found two today. So that tells me that the market seems to be potentially a little bit expensive if you're interested in high quality companies.
And when we come up back after this break, we'll tell you which two stocks they are.
This is Money News with Ross Greenwood on 2GB. Thanks to Commander, the experts in phone systems, mobile, voice and data solutions.
4.5 minutes to 8 o'clock. Roger Montgomery in the studio with me, talking stocks and shares. You were talking about the two stocks that had jumped out that looked like they were good value and cheap.
Yeah, and before everyone gets too excited, if there's two stocks that are cheap, that means there's about 2,000 that aren't. And so that's the point I'm trying to make, that the market seems to be a bit expensive, so be careful.
It's not there's two dozen, three dozen, five dozen stocks.
It's not like August, September last year when there was quite a few that were cheap. So one is Flight Centre, which I'm sure is familiar to a lot of people. So, of course, we're not recommending you go out and buy these companies. You've got to go and do your own research or speak to your advisor, seek and take personal professional advice. But one of them is Flight Centre, and the other one is a little company that's involved in air conditioning and refrigeration and heating systems and ventilation, a company called Norfolk Group.
Really?
Yeah.
It's interesting to see how they jump out.
I should confess, we own both of those companies.
And you are looking at the future earnings growth, you are looking at their current price and the lack of debt that they've got inside there.
Correct.
Roger Montgomery from rogermontgomery.com and Scaffold. We appreciate your time here on Money News. And that is the program for tonight. And we'll see you same time tomorrow.